talking about the date for Aaron Rodgers' arrival changing to around the start of minicamp, which is in early June. That's not May 13th, 2025. And on yesterday's show, Malzi said today would be the day that Aaron Rodgers signed. And I was so on board with you that I said I would bet every dollar in Stella's college fund that you were right. So
I'm sorry that have to start a new 529 for Stella.
I guess technically you still have another 9 hours. Yeah. So it's not dead yet, but it kind of feels like it.
It's dead. I made a classic mistake. I tried to think how I approach something as kind of an in-the-bubble sports talk psycho guy.
An in-the-bubble sports psycho guy.
Yeah, just, you know, this is all I do for a living. I have no other usable skills. Like, if I don't have this, I don't know what I do. And I thought,
what would you do?
Oh, I've told people in the past, like, maybe I'd be a lawyer, and they all politely respond, oh, you'd be good. And I'm sure they think, no, he'd suck. He's not detail-oriented.
I think I'd get into weightlifting.
No, everyone I know says you would be the lawyer, actually. Photographic memory, love arguing with people. I mean, your performance on Judge Donnie, I would say.
How about bodybuilding?
No, I don't think so, man. Would you say you've gotten a lot more definition, muscle definition, from all this personal training you've done?
You
can get stronger without looking ripped up and defined.
Yeah, I thought so, but then I was like squeezing my man boob this morning, and I'm like, what's going on with
like
this thing?
Like you were doing like a...
Yeah, pretty much. I'm like, what is this here?
Up here?
What's going on here?
The YouTube listeners are going to get a great visual of me squeezing my shirt there.
I'm like, come on, Dolly Parton, let's get this figured out here.
You got the Great Smoky Mountains you're trying to get worked out. Here is my huge mistake that I made. I kind of thought, since you had put it out there on May 4th, that this was Steelers-Vikings, and then it was happening in Dublin on the 28th.
Yeah, do I get any credit for that, Donnie?
I retweeted
people,
it, yeah.
Pretend like I never said that.
You should. I think you deserve credit.
Thank you, guys. It's very nice of you.
You, and then I think some other people piggybacked and said, yeah, hearing the same thing, and you had great logic and sources, and it was, Rodgers is eventually going to come here, so they don't want to burn Steelers-Packers overseas at 9:30 in the morning. That's a primetime game, and that's why it's going to be Steelers-Vikings. And I thought to myself, when I had gotten the text message that implied the Steelers had a big announcement that they were telling other organizations, hey, if you want your thing here to get any traction, don't do it Tuesday because we've got something big coming down the pike. I thought, well, it's kind of out there that most people who are big sports fans know they're playing the Vikings and they're playing them in Dublin. And then Donnie made me nervous because I hadn't thought of new helmets or the alternate uniforms. But like my first thought was, okay, this is the thing. The Rodgers signing is going to be announced right before the whole schedule comes out. This is the thing that's going to wipe out every other news story. Not realizing that was how I would think about it, not how the Steelers would. Yes, it's leaked, but we're not going to act like that actually matters. We're going to wait and tell it on our own terms.
So you think the Steelers in their minds thought the announcement this morning that they're playing the Vikings in Ireland would fill up the news cycle and everybody would be getting to the water cooler at work and saying, hey, did you hear the big news?
Steelers,
we're playing
Skol.
We're playing the Vikings.
Not Grizzly.
I mean, I guess Skol. Aaron Rodgers could still sign with the Vikings and it could be us versus Aaron Rodgers.
I believe Ryan Scarpino said everyone's going to be disappointed when it's Mason Rudolph traveling to Dublin to take on Aaron Rodgers and the Vikings. I think Scarp's got that joke off early. But yeah, I think that's how they viewed it. And I didn't view it the same way. So, I mean, I said that was my bold prediction and I was definitely connecting dots. It wasn't like somebody said to me, Chris, this is the announcement they're making. It's Rodgers. I took like...
Quote, the Steelers are making a big announcement, and I believe it's that they're signing Aaron Rodgers.
I believe it's that they're signing him.
So you don't think it could happen in the next 9 hours?
No.
You're conceding this?
I'd be pretty surprised. I mean, no, if I concede it then and it somehow happens, you'd say, well, you conceded it. It doesn't count.
Correct, I would.
There's no downside to just leaving it open and not conceding it.
So do you believe in the next 9 hours they'll sign him?
No. But I'm not conceding it. Tom on Twitter said the moment Pony actually agreed with you, the prediction was doomed. Kind of, you have such a strong brand here.
That wasn't me trying to stick my own neck out there. That was me being supportive.
Yeah. I don't agree with this YouTube comment. Pony needs to quit stalling and take his shirt off and show us the gains, Donnie.
The man boobs?
Yeah, I don't think you need to do that, man. I don't think you need to do that. But I guess I just made the mistake of actually looking at it the way I would look at it. Okay, what's a big Steelers announcement? Well, I already know they're playing the Vikings and all that. And they clearly take all this stuff when they publicly have it released as the big day.
We know Donnie had a big lunch with a mystery Steeler yesterday.
Yes.
So I talked to a current Steeler today.
Congratulations on all your success.
About your tweet. And I'd heard from someone else, I'm not going to say who, that...
Are you going to do a better job than Cabali did at hiding who that is instead of Cabali just saying, well, it's a really well-respected veteran who's been there for a while.
Cam Hayward couldn't wait for the Steelers to get rid of George Pickens.
Yes, okay. So you're not going to say who.
I'm not. But I had heard from someone, and I'm not going to say who, that the Steelers have made it seem to their players several times, like today is Christmas Day. Today is the day we're going to get Aaron Rodgers to sign here. Hmm. And I was told by this player that there's some boy who cried wolf now in his mind.
Really?
Yes. And I think
players are getting frustrated.
I think he still thinks it'll happen. But he's sick of hearing, not from people like you.
Sick of hearing from his own
organization. But he's sick of hearing
from
inside the organization that's going to happen, and they make him feel like it's going to happen, and this is when it's going to happen, and this is the day it's going to happen, and then that day comes and goes. And we keep doing this. Adam Schefter now says before minicamp, and if that doesn't happen, then eventually Adam Schefter will say it's going to be the first day of training camp. And then if that doesn't happen, he'll say it'll be before the first preseason game. And people are just going to keep kicking that can down the road. And then when it doesn't happen on the date they promise, they'll say things like, well, that date that I gave you really wasn't a big deal that he missed it anyways.
It'll continue to not be a big deal that he misses these dates until he ends up signing with like another team.
Or just sits out. I don't know. Yeah. But did you get any of that sense from the mystery Steeler? That there's some of this...
kind of
frustration or annoyance that I'm talking about, like keep thinking or hearing that something is going to happen and then it doesn't. And it's like, well, I don't even want to hear about this anymore because I don't believe you anymore.
I don't even
when
know
you tell me these things.
I don't even know if I would call it that, like annoyance or frustration. I just think like they flat out do not know. They do not know.
Hmm.
Everybody can say, yeah, I mean It seems like it'll eventually happen, but I don't think anybody has a clue when that will actually happen.
Let me, based on your conversation with the mystery Steeler, see if you can answer this question. Do you think this mystery Steeler would be shocked if Mason Rudolph is their week one starting quarterback?
I wouldn't say shocked.
Surprised?
Again, I think the anticipation is Rodgers. But I wouldn't say it's like an absolute stunner if that doesn't happen.
But when it's, hey, he's going to sign the first week of free agency and then it doesn't happen. Hey, he's going to sign the week of the draft and it doesn't happen. Hey, he's going to sign on draft night to steal the shine away from the NFL and it doesn't happen. And you keep hearing these things, and I'm going to say this again. It's not just from media. It's not like they're just getting this information from Adam Schefter or Ian Rapoport or Jerry Dulac or us. It's not that. Like I think some of these guys feel like they've been even misled by their own team.
Well, the real like upshot or major story is not just that, but it's that they're being misled because it sounds like their own people are really in the dark and almost more guessing than anything. But they conducted a draft, Pony, like they thought Rodgers was coming here, and they wanted to draft a guy late, but nowhere near early enough to like make an actual competition.
And how many times have we heard, oh, there's a secret deal. Oh, no, there's not. Oh, there's a handshake deal. Oh, no, there's not. He gave him their word. Oh, no, he didn't. And it's like nobody can get their story straight on this.
And don't you feel like that's kind of what Rodgers likes?
And I got to be honest with you. You know who I think's the guy that's at least publicly the most guilty? Not just because of like the position he has with the organization, but I think Art Rooney's going to look like a bumbling idiot if this doesn't happen. Because he's opened his mouth several times at things and basically has made his fan base feel like it's going to happen.
He's been uncharacteristically committal on this subject.
Right.
And he's usually the guy I would think, because he is still putting his name on the checks, even more than Mike Tomlin, he's the guy who has to know what's actually happening here.